Hi, this is Vikas Dubey, BA Part 2, Faculty of Social Science. Now we are going to study the second character of the play, Ferdinand de Leves. A strong personality, Ferdinand de Leves is a leading character in this play. He is a young rich Jew. He is a strong personality who single-handed faces the solid phalanx of English Christian society, which is hostile to him. In the play, he represents his race and at the same time he is an individual with his virtues and failings, his whims and fancies, his likes and dislikes. He is painted as a full-blooded personality, living and vivid. A stranger, De Leves is a dark, good-looking, rather stern young man. We meet him first while he is staying at Meldon Court as a guest officer. His flowered gown, foreign accent and Jew's blood all mark him out as a stranger in society in which he is neither born nor fully admitted. He is disliked by everyone in this house, from Windsor down to the servants. He is tolerated only because of his wealth. He is foolish enough to hope that his wealth will treated to on terms of equality by the high-class English society, but he is soon disillusioned. When he reports the loss of £1,000 to Windsor, he finds that nobody has any sympathy for him. They are shocked when he wants the police to be called. Windsor and Canning take a promise from him that he will not talk to anyone about his suspicion regarding the thief. He wants to become a member of the prestigious jockey club, and they will support his candidature only on the understanding that he will keep quiet about the theft. He now realizes that these fellows are all rats, rascals. His background. Before he enters upon the stage, we learn from a brief talk between Charles Windsor and Lady Adela that he is as rich as Croesus and has won two races every day. The same day he had lost a bet of £10 to Dancy when the latter jumped standing on a bookcase 4 feet high, and then he had sneered at him for making money by parlor tricks. He is a lucky man and always wins at bridge. When Lady Adela paid him on losing the game of cards, he looked exactly as if he had sold her a carpet and was receiving its price. It is then revealed that his father really sold carpets in London. We are also told that earlier in the year, Dancy had given his mare, Rosemary, to him to avoid the expense of keeping her. De Leves sold that mare to a bookmaker for £1,000, and he had this money with him. After dinner, he kept this money in a notebook under his pillow and went to the bathroom after locking his room. When he came back, he found that the money had gone. This is the situation when the play begins. To some extent, De Leves is a type and not an individual. He represents the Jews. He is the only Jew in the play, and he has all those qualities which are associated with the Jews. The Jews are known for their shrewdness, and De Leves shows his shrewdness by forming a correct guess regarding the thief and the way he committed the theft. He says to General Canning, "I have institutions, General. It's in my blood. I see the whole thing." Dancy came up, watched me into the bathroom, tried me door, slipped back into his dressing room, saw my window was open, took that jump, sneaked the notes, filled the case up with these, raised the creeper there for a blind, jumped back and slipped downstairs again. It did not take him 4 minutes altogether. De Leves was so sure about his conjecture that he made his allegation against Dancy openly in the club 3 weeks later and in the courts 3 months later. The Jew knows how to earn money and how to organize their business. Thus, De Leves took the mere Rosemary from Dancy because he felt instinctively that he could be trained to become a good racehorse. And there he was right. He was able to sell her for £1,000. And on the day that the play begins, he had won two races. The Jews have been
persecuted through the ages, and so they have developed the tendency to stick together and to be proud of their race. De Lavis is in this respect a typical Jew. He is proud to be a Jew. When he openly accuses Dancy of being a thief, Lord St. Earth calls him a venomous young man. He hits back at all the Christians by calling them a pack of hounds, who were chasing him because he was not of their breed. He refuses to apologize or retract and angrily says, "I have a memory and a sting too." When Dancy calls him a damned Jew, he retaliates by calling him a thief, and he adds, "My race was old when you were all savages." When Mabel appeals to him to withdraw the charges, he says, "Yesterday I might possibly have withdrawn to spare you, but when my race is insulted, I have nothing to say." De Lavis also have some of the faults which are commonly associated with Jews. He is vain, greedy, and unsympathetic. He has a suspicious nature. He is staying as a guest at the private residence of an aristocrat where the servants are trusted completely, but he is so suspicious that when he goes for dinner, he puts the boot in his suitcase and locks it. The butler cannot help laughing at this safely persecution, which would be all right in a hotel but not in private house. Highly individualized character. When we first meet him, we feel that he is a typical Jew, but as time passes, he develops a strong individuality of his own. He was only interested in his honor being vindicated in the law courts, and once that is done and judgment is passed in his favor, he ceases to be a typical Jew. He does not gloat over his triumph. He becomes the very picture of generosity and forgiveness. He rushes to Dresden to inform him that he was overheard, that a warrant is to be issued for Dancy's arrest. He wants to make it clear that he is not responsible for it and he will not support it. When Dancy is under his thumb, he will not cross him. He also says that he does not even want his money back, nor dress. He wants to take the cost of the suit. This is the moment of triumph for him, not merely success in a court of law, but also moral triumph. At this time, he rises to heights which Canning, Windsor, and his friends never scale. Not a coward. When De Lavis openly accuses Dancy of having stolen his money, the latter challenges him to fight a duel with any weapon he chooses. He knows that Dancy is an ex-army officer and is a desperate character, and so confrontation with him could be very dangerous, and yet he does not hesitate to go alone to meet Dancy at his house. This shows how courageous he is. Self-control. De Lavis forms his suspicion of Dancy's guilt even while Inspector Reed is in the house investigating the case. If De Lavis had told the inspector about his suspicion, Dancy's room would have been searched and the money recovered, but that would have led to Dancy's arrest and terrible humiliation to Windsor. De Lavis therefore observes great self-control and keeps quiet about it. It is only when Canning and his friends let him down in the matter of the membership of the Jockey Club that he opens his mouth. Compared to Shylock, De Lavis is sometimes compared to Shylock, the Jew in The Merchant of Venice. But the comparison is unfair to De Lavis. Shylock was an exploiter, and he wanted to kill Antonio because of his hatred of Christian and because of his trade rivalry. But De Lavis is a decent fellow. He is the victim of the theft, and the Christian oppose him only because he wants his money back. When he is proved right in a court of law, he forgives the thief offender and does not want to get even his own money back. De Lavis is a noble character as compared to the Jew of Venice. His moral superiority. Galsworthy has drawn his character with great care and impartiality. De Lavis has full justification for all his actions. Windsor and his friends are jealous of him because he is very rich, and they hate him because he is a Jew. In this play, where all types of loyalties are shown, De Lavis exemplifies the loyalties to his race. As a representative of his race, he is a type. but his individuality bursts forth in all his action, and so he impresses us as a living personality. His cool courage and his forgiveness in the hour of his triumph place him morally far above the Christians who oppose him. Thank you. This is the end of character Ferdinand de Leves of Loyalties, written by the great dramatist John Galsworthy.